This is Twit.
What should I do with Snapchat? If I were going to be capitalizing, why are you telling Baratunde to use Snapchat?
Okay, so the reason
I'm Snapatunde, by the way, on Snapchat.
Snapatunde, is that really? Is that? Wow.
And I'm Nick Bilton, all one word. So the what I've been doing is I do a daily product review. So I reviewed these fun little cameras that attach to the top of your iPhone.
How long can the Snapchat be?
So each clip can be 10 seconds. You don't really want to go that long.
Wait for it. Each clip can be 10 seconds. You string them together.
Succession. Like, so one of the best people on Snapchat stories, Jerome's really good. There's this guy, Dino Fonte, who's really good. He does what's called Commute Cast, where he like literally does his commute. The other person that's amazing is Casey Neistat. I'm trying to see if I have Casey on here.
And also Now This News does.
Can I see this on the web, or is there no web interface for Snapchat?
No web interface. That's Sean Doris. Here's Sean Doris. I'm going to play him. So now,
is this going to self-destruct after you watch it?
Yeah.
Well, so you can watch it once.
Stories you can rewatch. The rules are odd if you're not familiar with them.
He fell down on a skateboard.
Here's the thing. There's a couple of things here. One is, if I let go of my finger, I'm no longer watching.
Right.
The engagement on here is nothing that is as engaging. There's nothing.
Because you have to hold your finger to it.
So that's the one
thing. We live in a nation of freaking idiots. This is the end of the world, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't text.
Mike Judge was right. Idiocracy has now happened. I'm going home.
I'm going to.
It's engaged because you have to hold your finger to it.
Here's the thing, Leo, why does
that make you so incredulous? Because instead of being on two laptops and reading a book,
it's engaging
on it
because I can't watch it unless I touch it.
Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. Two things. First of all, okay, I know we kind of like diss all this social media stuff, and there's times I get super frustrated with it. But everyone's like, "Well, I wanted a flying car, and all I got was Facebook." Okay, imagine for a second that none of this stuff existed, that we weren't talking on this thing, and that we were all standing in a field somewhere, and we're a bunch of idiots, and someone comes along and they're like, "You see that thing over there? That car can fly. You can have that, or here's this thing. It's a smartphone. You can connect to anyone in the world instantly. Right. Millions and millions of people. I'm going for this."
Yeah. No, I agree. Right? The smartphone is an amazing thing. I agree.
Yeah, and I think that we kind of underestimate the power of these things. And one of the things that I've learned with Snapchat stories specifically, because there are so many kids on there and they're not rude and they're not mean. Like, if I go on Twitter, it's just a dribble of people being like, "I'm smarter than you and you're an idiot and your article is an idiot and Baratunde is an idiot." Just kidding, Baratunde.
I mean, but to their credit, they're right about all three of those things.
So you're saying Snapchat succeeds because Twitter is so god awful?
No, I'm saying Snapchat succeeds because it goes away. And I'm saying I will go on there and be an idiot and have fun and just goof off and make these fun little videos that are essentially stories.
Failure is super low. And the thing that I can attest to, I just did a show at a high school recently, a comedy show at a high school. And the kids there, that's all they do. They're on Facebook out of a sense of obligation.
Yeah.
But they're not active in any meaningful way there because Facebook equals drama.
Right.
Facebook equals somebody liking or not liking. That stuff sits there forever. Teachers can eventually find it, if you don't protect these settings in the right way. When the performance piece disappears, it liberates you a little bit. It's why people do open mics in the performing world. It's why there's like residency programs for artists to just kind of get experimental. So that low bar, that low burden of history, a system that doesn't impose history on its users gives them a level of freedom to be something that they're not allowed to be in a more publicly performative and like historical setting. And I sound like an academic, but I think that all hopefully made sense. That especially when you're a kid and you're changing and you're messing around and your words can be twisted to mean something that they don't really mean, this is a relatively safe, much safer environment for that level of performance.
It's not even being afraid that things will come out there. It's just being real. It's like having fun.
Does it help that also adults, especially parents, don't understand it at all?
It probably helps.
For now. And then once your parents and you're,
Then they'll move on.
I think that
you don't use Facebook because grandma's there. You don't use Twitter because I don't know. Well, there's a lot of reasons. But I noticed, by the way, my son's 22. Snapchat's it. It's everything. Yeah.
I think that part of it is that you get to just kind of – you just get to do whatever you want without worrying about the consequences. There's no one that's going to come in and say – you know, leave a nasty comment that everyone else is going to jump on.
There's no comments.
There are
on
no
there,
comments.
And it's not just, I mean, I think the structure of it, this part just hit me too. Like Instagram, but even simpler, it's all image.
Yeah.
There's like the internet that we came up
on. Look at
on,
the brands here. These are the brands on Snapchat.
But the internet that we came up on was a text network.
Right.
We were using Unix and
very
Lynx
different.
Browsers.
Very different.
It was premised on sharing academic papers.
Right.
So hold we on. Have... A text internet. What's happening?
The hell's going on?
Nick's dog is yelling at.
Oh, Nick's dog is tripping.
Dog that's minding its own business.
But so is it completely stupid that the brands are on here? Like, if I go to the Discover page, CNN, Comedy Channel, Cosmopolitan, Daily Mail, ESPN.
All those are horrible.
They're all horrible.
Yeah. And what Snapchat is offering to those companies is BS. It doesn't feel like it's part of the experience. It feels like I'm just in a branded entertainment YouTube channel.
So how do I find
it has nothing to do with Snapchat?
So go up there and click add friend.
Okay.
And then click and then type in add username.
Okay. And I should add
Nick Bilton.
Okay, everybody at home should be doing this as well.
Nick Bilton.
Okay. Add somebody.
There
we go. Plus
sign.
Him.
There you go.
Okay. And Baratunde is
Snapatunde.
I think that's too clever. I think you're being too clever, Snapatunde. There you go. That's you, Snapatunde.
So now what's going to happen is now go out of here. Click hit the UI is ridiculously stupid.
That's one thing I have noticed. Now is this me, Leo Laporte 67?
No, your name is Leo Laporte. Yeah, no.
I should probably give myself a snap picture.
You're just Leo Laporte.
I'm just Leo Laporte. That's me.
So click on the bottom, that little arrow pointing up. So now if you click over to the right, those three little things on the bottom right.
Yeah, the hamburger menu we call that in the business.
The hamburger menu.
Yes.
So this
I got
is
no
where
stories.
You got no stories. Pull down. They were having some problems earlier. So.
Oh, look, here's a Snapatunde. Wait a minute. Are you Snapchatting while we're doing the show?
No, that's my story.
They last for 24 hours.
If you hold your finger down on my name.
First thing to know, these last for 24 hours.
Yes.
So then they're gone forever.
Correct. Yep. You can play them as many times as you like.
So I'm now engaged with art. Is
so
it playing?
If you want to skip that, hit with your right thumb to
you're
skip
seeing
through
basically a slideshow, Leo.
My right thumb.
It'll jump through quicker.
Oh, okay. So, that was one story.
That's his story. So like this afternoon, Baratunde and I are going to do
a
snap story on my account where he's going to teach me how to do stand-up comedy. So if you come back
this afternoon,
you'll be able to watch that. It'll be really fun.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so the naked selfies, that we don't do that anymore?
It's less about messaging.
It's not about messaging. Isn't that funny?
You saw this happen with
Twitter, Nick, when you were writing Hatching Twitter. Part of the evolution was it wasn't anything like they thought it would be.
No, nothing.
And Snapchat's even more so.
Snapchat was, you know, when I first wrote about Snapchat, Evan Spiegel, the founder, was still in school, and it was essentially being used by kids to send pictures that they shouldn't send,
right.
and it just kind of exploded from there, and then it became about, you know, ephemeral messaging, and then ephemeral content, and now that's what it's about. It's all about content.
When is it a story? When is it a private image?
So go back. Do you want to pull back?
I'm going
to
be that guy who thinks he's DMing his weenus. And instead, I'm sending it to everybody on Twitter.
Yeah, well, so pull your phone back up and we'll show you real quick.
Okay.
I hope for those listening on Tuesday afternoon in the rain on your drive home who have no visual reference for this, apologies. Let's just say that when you're actually in the app, it makes sense.
Right now, it's just a picture of the ceiling. So
take a picture of yourself.
Okay.
Press the button.
Tap the button.
Don't hold it down. Just tap it. Great.
Okay.
Snapchat wants to use my location. I should say okay because
fine.
God knows the NSA already knows. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Swipe for filters.
Okay. So you can swipe. Yeah, there you go. See? Okay. Now let's just leave that at the black and white one. Okay. So go back one.
Okay.
Okay. So now put your thumb on the screen.
Yeah.
Just tap on the screen.
Yeah.
Now just tap once. Tap.
Oh, look, a keyboard.
Now you can type. So type.
Okay.
Whatever.
Learning to swim. Okay.
All right, now,
this is like a webinar. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is so hit galvanizing.
Return. Hit return on the bottom.
Hit return, okay.
Okay, so now press the T again up in the top.
Can I move that text down? Oh, good, okay.
Yeah, but no, it gets better. Hit the T.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
see
look.
How the text. Now use both fingers and you can stretch it and move it around. Whoa, see that?
Oh, this is very modern.
Okay. So now we're gonna keep that. So if you hit the third button over, which is the little plus sign, don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. If you hit that, it gets saved to your story. And that means everyone that follows you can see it.
That's a story.
If you go to the right and you hit the arrow button to the
that's
right.
That's just, I would send it to an individual.
Correct.
Okay. So story, individual. Okay.
So send it to do this.
This is the crappiest user interface ever.
Oh, it's awful. It's
completely non-discoverable. But you know what? That may be part of this charm, too, because you have to get somebody to show you this. You can't learn this on your own.
Well, yeah, I think that, and it, I think that, well, that's part of it is like, it's a lot of kids feel like it's almost like the secret menu at In-N-Out
Burger.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
exactly.
It's encrypted against the old.
Yeah, or me, or both. Okay, so plus sign. Okay.
And there you go. Save
I've added a story.
Yeah.
Now, that's only available for 24 hours. So if you're listening in the rain on Tuesday, it's gone.
But you'll have a new story by Tuesday.
By Tuesday, you're going to see. I'm going to be prolific on Snapchat. Is there any way to monetize this? No.
Yes.
Oh.
Jerome Jarre was offered a billion dollars.
A billion dollars.
So $1 million to advertise on his Snapchat channel.